Brian Houseworth here at the Missouri Capitol, joined by Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler from Harrisonville, who comes here to the Capitol as much as she can. You've got a huge district, and today you were here in Jefferson City meeting with, I believe, four state senators and I think 40 overall state representatives, maybe 36 reps in your district. You talked to them about issues that in many ways are bipartisan.
Absolutely. It makes sense for us to join forces because we both serve the same people, and I feel so honored that so many of our state reps and senators from the 4th District came to spend a little time discussing issues that impact both at the federal level and state level, such as the opioid crisis, the need for rural broadband, need for affordable, accessible health care, transportation, infrastructure, life. We just covered a broad range of topics and helped coordinate efforts. It was very, very positive.
The opioid abuse, I just came from the Democrats, had a health care press conference. They said that's a huge issue, but as you mentioned, it's a huge issue everywhere. You've talked about this for years, about this opioid crisis.
Absolutely. In the House, we passed over 40 pieces of legislation last year to go after this opioid crisis. We passed two funding bills that will authorize over $10 billion worth of funding that will be coming back to the states. I'm working very hard to try to get as much of that back to Missouri as possible because we're losing, thousands of people every year to the opioid crisis. And we've got to do everything that we can. And that's one reason that I've been so vocal in support of building a wall and having border security at our southern border, because 90% of the heroin that is ending up in our districts and people are overdosing and dying is coming across the southern border. And we lost over 70,000 Americans in 2017 to drug overdoses. So this is a crisis. That's more people than died during the entire Vietnam War. And yet we have the drug cartels controlling the Mexican side of the border, and they're using their manpower and their funding to bring these drugs into our country, and it's killing our kids. So we've got to do everything we can.
You obviously support the wall. In terms of feedback from constituents, you have a sprawling district. Are you getting your constituents? Do they support the wall overall?
Overwhelming, they support building the wall. They understand it because they see it. Each one of us knows a family member who's lost someone with a heroin overdose, and it just seems like a common sense that we would provide that security that's needed to keep the drug cartels out and to be able to keep our kids safe.
Just a couple quick questions here. The shutdown that we had a couple weeks ago, could it happen again, and are you worried about it? Because you do have a number of federal employees, IRS, Department of Ag, in your district. Are you worried about it, and your thoughts?
Well, I am hopeful that this conference committee that's been put together in a bipartisan fashion between House members, Senate members, Republicans, and Democrats will be able to come together on what I'm hoping will be a comprehensive immigration package. We need to do more than just build the wall and address the DACA situation. Our system has been broke for 20 years, so let's look at the ag visa issue. Let's look at other problems that we have. Let's stop the chain migration and the lottery. Let's do it all. We can do it. And so I'm cautious. Optimistic that they will come out with a deal. If not, it'll be very disappointed. And the president has other options, such as declaring an emergency. But I hope we won't have to come to that.
Real quick, and then I'll open up to you. Your University of Missouri is in your district, and it's a big issue. I know it's not obviously a congressional issue per se, but I know people have weighed in. Any thoughts on the sanctions against the University of Missouri athletics?
Absolutely. It's so unfair. It's just the NCAA has overreached. I'm not only represent the University of Missouri, but I'm a Mizzou grad myself. Mm-hmm. And the university fully cooperated throughout this process. They took steps to address issues that arose, and they were found to have not been at fault at all. And that for the NCAA to do these sanctions and to leave other universities in other parts of the country totally unsanctioned just shows how the system is broken. And I am in full support of Mizzou's appeal, and I hope that it'll be overturned.
Is there anything you would like to add on that, the wall, the State of the Union, or your meeting today? Anything you'd like to add?
Well, we have a lot of things to work on and certainly a lot of needs in our country, but I am encouraged by the gains that we've been able to make that I'm able to share with people in our district, such as rebuilding our military. We have put more money there to increase our readiness and to pay our troops than we have in years. And also, the economy is growing. It is exploding because of the tax cuts that we passed, as well as the cuts to regulations. So while there's a lot to work on, we can feel good about and be happy for and thankful for the gains that we have made.
I do have one more question about the meeting today. You mentioned transportation was something bipartisan. Is there any particular road or region that you heard about, I-44, any particular road or just roads in general?
Yeah, we didn't talk about specific projects, although I am aware of specific things that need to be done. At the federal level, the president and the committee hasn't come out with a specific proposal yet. I know the state is and the governor are looking at some options here, but clearly there's a need and something that we need to continue to work on to make sure that our roads and our bridges are safe.
Always good to see you.
You too, Brian. Thank you.